This is Petey Pidge.
I am Mike.
J-Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
What's up? What's up, everybody?
What's going on, everybody?
Yeah. I love how you had to bring the energy way down. You're like, that's too much.
I jacked it up to 13.
You were like, I'm gonna knock you down as many pegs as you need to be knocked down, fucker.
So what's up, everybody? I'm J-Mac.
Petey Pidge over here.
Mike.
So consistent, man. I'm telling you.
Bye.
And we are the Brutal Dudes. So I had an idea, guys. For we could
you form, an idea what never
right crazy shit we should form a band.
Oh god,
what kind of band, you say? A metal band. What kind of metal band? A metal band that only covers Huey Lewis and the News. What should their name be, Jim? I know. Heavy Lennox and the Bruise.
Oh my god.
You're welcome, world. What do you think?
Heavy Lennox makes me think of Annie Lennox. So can we cover your Eurythmics songs too?
Sure. I told you. That's why I love Pete. Because when I have ideas like this, a lot of times people are like, you're a fucking idiot. That's dumb. Pete has never once in my life said, and how long have we been friends? 15 years?
Something like that. Since at least 09.
I like that he just immediately threw out. He was like, you know what made that better? Eurythmics covers.
Yeah, Eurythmics covers. Exactly. And that's I'm telling you, the entire tenure of our friendship, the duration of our friendship, that's what he does. He has never shit on any of my crazy ideas. Even if I could tell in his face by looking at him that he thinks it's a stupid idea. He has never said, Jimmy, that's a stupid fucking idea. We're not going to do it. He's always like,
I feel like that's a goal of the show now, for you to pitch something where he's just like, nope.
Nah, I'm out, fucker. Like, I'm done.
It's too much. No, but seriously, just always throws out that curveball that I didn't think of that I'm like, I mean, we were just sitting here discussing it. And you were like, that's a great idea. Pete's like, yeah, why don't we do Eurythmics covers? And I'm like, you know what? Eurythmics and Huey Lewis in the News. Totally. It's an unexplored market. It's an untapped resource that I think that we need to exploit.
Well, I think covers themselves are, I don't know. I might be wrong here. I think covers are extremely divisive because there are some people who just think covers like they shouldn't exist. Like, no, don't touch other people's stuff. Like, be creative and come up with your own thing. And then there are other people that are just like, yeah, man, give me as many covers of fucking Sweet Dreams Are Made of These that you can throw at me. I will listen to every one of them and I will decide how many of the 12 that I like.
You know, we should also cover while we're there. We should cover songs that movies, like movie songs, but not movie songs like Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong. Like movie songs like the theme from Animal House that's on the Animal House movie that like nobody knows. You know what I mean? Like we could do Ghostbusters. Ghostbusters is a theme. We could do the Back to the Future song because we're already doing Huey Lewis anyway.
So here's something. Do you guys remember Pocket Rockers?
Yes, dude. Do you remember?
Nice. Were those those little things where you buy like a plastic like cartridge and it plays like one song?
Yep. That's how I heard Huey Lewis in the News.
Really?
Yeah. Somebody bought me a Huey Lewis in the News Pocket Rocker.
What hilarious.
Oh man, what was it? Was it I Need a New Drug? It might have been.
Love that song.
Yeah, it was something. And I forget there was two songs on it, so I can't remember what the B-side was. And I was like, this is cool. Like, I got a Huey Lewis tape after that, like actual like album. And it was Sports. Yeah. Sports was.
What a great name for an album. Because it's sports. Like that legitimately has nothing to do with sports.
Right.
But it's so, and even the cover is just him with a bunch of like sporting goods, if I remember correctly. Like they all have sporting goods.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. He's just like, it's like he was in the boardroom and he was like, guys, I'm fucking hungry, man. Let's go. Let's figure this out. What are we going to call this album? Huey, what do you think? Sports.
Sports.
Just sports? Just
what,
sports.
What kind of sport? Just sports. Sports.
Like hockey and baseball? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, that's it. Are we done here? I'm fucking hungry.
I think my first I think no, I know my first exposure to Huey Lewis in the news was Sesame Street, because they did a song. Hip to Be Square, and they did a whole song about like shapes to it. And I remember, like, I don't remember as a 3 year old rocking out to Huey Lewis in the news, but I have that distinct memory of that song was like in my head, and me, like, I don't know if I was learning shapes, but I fucking love that song. And if that song comes out in the grocery store, I'm like pushing my cart. I'm like,
dude, I rock.
So hip to be. I'm like, so good.
So my dad, when we used to live, for a long time, we lived far away from family, like 2 hours. So we would always like take trips to go visit family for like holidays and stuff. And my dad always had control of the radio when we were in the car with him. So he would play songs and do like drumming on the steering wheel and do like drum solos and like guitar solos on the steering wheel while he was driving. He used to drive my mom nuts a little bit, but like, I used to think it was funny as shit. But that's how I learned like he's a rocker. So he listened like Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, Van Halen, The Who, like, but then also like my dad was into like really, I want to call it prog rock, but it's not all prog rock, but like my dad listened to Bowie like crazy, like love Bowie. He listened to The Kinks was another one that he listened to a lot of. And he would just play these obscure bands. And then there would be like Hall & Oates and like Huey Lewis in the News and like Poison. And I'm like, how can you listen to all this different shit? But like, so he would put Huey Lewis on and he would like put it on, like turn it up real loud and be like, and just like rock out to it. And at first I was like, oh, this is nerdy, dude. I don't like it. But then as I got older, like I started to appreciate it more. And it was, but it was just like, it was great. But yeah, Huey Lewis, man, he's got a lot of fucking hits. And there's a Weird Al cover that he does is I Want a New Duck instead of Drug. And it's just him really wanting a duck. And I've always found that to be just such a ridiculous way to put the song in a parody. But like, it works because it's a weird song anyway. But yeah, dude, Huey Lewis is Hip to Be Square. Happy to Be Stuck With You. 12 Foot Ninja does a really good Happy to Be Stuck With You cover that they did during the pandemic, where they just put different filters on their face on the video of them in front of the camera doing like a Zoom interview. And it's, but they do like, it's pretty metal. It gets metal at the end. Cause 12 Foot Ninja is pretty badass. You guys 12 Foot Ninja fans?
I've heard a few of their songs. I don't know if I'm a fan. I don't like go out of my way to listen to them, but they're pretty dope.
I'm not very familiar, but I definitely want to check it out. Sure. Now.
They're great. Yeah. Actually, Steve Mowat was the one that, shout out Steve Mowat. He's the one that got me into them. He's like, dude, they're like Australian metal. And I'm like, what does that even entail? He goes, it's like island music metal. Like they do breaks where they're doing like very like lounge singer music, but then they have just metal music that's just awesome. And one of the lines of one of their songs is, you're like a fart with a face. And I just think that that's so creatively like great to just sell out like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like not sell out, like, oh, they're sellouts, but like, you're like, I'm going to put this lyric in there, and I know it makes us sound childish and ridiculous, but like, that's the whole point. So fuck it, dude. You're like a fart in the face. And you're just like, wow, that's so descriptively, like, I get it. But yeah, that's what I think this band should be. And then I think we should also, once we get maybe one or two albums covers in, we write songs for movies that don't have songs. You know what I mean? So like you take like PCU, it doesn't have a song. We write a song about PCU.
Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm. Forrest Gump.
Oh, Human Centipede.
Human Centipede.
There you go.
Especially the Human Centipede theme song.
What would we call the Human Centipede song? Not
ATM.
What's that?
ATM.
That's the mouth. I should have saw that one coming.
Bro, come on.
That's a fastball that just went right by without me even taking a swing. That's what that was.
If you're the first in the Human Centipede, you're not going to see anything coming, so, you know?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, dude, that's good. What else?
Yeah, but we can't say ass to mouth. We just got to call it ATM to make it, like, radio-friendly, and there you go.
Make it like new metal, hard and heavy. There's two discs, and one was hard and one was heavy, but it's like, that's where I found Puya. You know Puya?
Yeah.
Love Puya.
I saw them at Ozfest,
yeah,
and they were like maybe the second band on stage or something like that. That's where I saw them. Yeah,
musically so good. And then so the guitar player I think is in another band called Ancla. A-N-K-L-A. It looks like Ankylosaurus. It always reminds me of that. But like, they are amazing.
That I'm love not familiar that. With.
Latin infused metal.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. What a great genre, dude. And it, like, Soulfly is good. I like Soulfly. I like Sepultura. But like, these bands.
I like Sepultura a lot. Some Soulfly, but more Sepultura.
I like Sepultura after Cavalera a lot more than I like Sepultura with Cavalera.
That's interesting because you're definitely in the minority there. But I like both. I like this stuff. I like the stuff with
Harem. Radamahat is
that
was Jock James one, dude. That was I'll never forget, dude. Jock James was awesome, but that song was on there, and I'm like, what a not fitting song, but like, what a song to get
how you the hyped. Fuck did this get
what
on
a song to get you hyped to play basketball, dude? This is I'm like, yeah, dude,
yeah,
Latin infused metal. Puya is awesome. My sister cracks up because I don't know all the words, but I know enough Spanish to know kind of what he's saying. So I can like mumble it fast and it sounds like I'm speaking Spanish. And I remember the first time I sang the song in front of her, we were driving home from a minor league ball game, or maybe we were driving home from Maryland or something. I don't know. It was a long drive. It was like a 3-hour drive, but we were in the car and I started singing it. And there's like a part where he goes, oh yeah, la casa marioneta. And I just kept saying it, but I like, and I don't know the words. I don't know half what they mean. Mm. But she's like, how the fuck do you know all the words to this? I said, I've heard this song like a million times. I may not know exactly what he's saying, but I know the syllables at least.
I could repeat it though.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I was on a hunt for covers. I used to look for covers all the time. Like when you are on Napster, I would type in cover of this song and I would look to see who covered it and see if it was like a real cover. And then at one point we made like a compilation album of all songs that you didn't know that bands covered that they did. So like there's a really cool, if you can find it, so 311 and The Offspring. I don't know if you guys are fans of them. I love 311.
I like stuff from both of them. I wouldn't say I'm a huge fan of either one, but I like stuff.
There's a couple albums of The Offspring that I dig. There's a couple just random tracks. But what they did was when they went on tour together, they each covered with their version of the hit song.
Oh, that's cool.
So they did, I want to say 311 did like a dub version of like Keep Them Separated, but I don't know I don't remember exactly what song 311 did, but I remember Offspring did Down, and it's like a very fast pop punk version of Down. It's really good. And I'm like, damn,
I can see that working. Yeah.
It's like, it's really, really like you're just like, wow, The Offspring, you know, that guy has like a PhD, right?
Yeah.
Like,
that I did now.
He's like a microbiologist or something, but there's that. And then I would study, like, I would look for bands. So like, Another good cover that I found during this time was The Offspring covered the Ramones. They did I Want to Be Sedated. I don't know what it was from, but it was from like an album or something, like a compilation cover. And they did that, and it was really good. And I found a cover of Rob Zombie doing An American Band.
Yes,
which is great.
Yeah.
And also
I've heard that cover. Yeah.
Also, he does a cover of. That's Power Man 5000 does, or Smashing Pumpkins did You're All I've Got Tonight by The Cars.
Yes.
And that was off of the Saint soundtrack, which is a very underrated Val Kilmer movie. It's one of his better movies. But I remember finding that and I was like, damn, I wonder how many other covers there are that I can find. So that's how I found Foo Fighters doing Baker Street, which is great. And also Darling Nikki, which was
the Foo Fighters Darling Nikki cover is great.
Great. Their Baker Street is good too.
Yeah.
They also do a really good Bad Reputation by Thin Lizzy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's on their B-sides release, I think it is.
Okay.
It's like they did it's a bunch of covers, but it's like stuff they never released. It's like there's an actual song from The Color and the Shape called The Color and the Shape, but it sounds like a lot of the other songs on the album, so they cut it.
Mm.
It's still a really good song, but they did Bad Reputation. They did a really good cover of Band on the Run.
I heard that
Wings one. It's great. Yeah. I was like, this is good. But the Bad Reputation, because my dad's huge Thin Lizzy fan. And they covered that and it was like, wow, that's really good. But that's also where I found a Trey who did a cover of Epic.
That version's amazing.
Really good. And A Day to Remember did Since You've Been Gone.
Yep.
Which is Kelly Clarkson.
Mm-hmm. Sounds right. Yep.
Started
they also,
yeah, I know the song, but I can't place the singer, the original one.
And that's where
I'm more of a Britney Clarkson guy. So,
fair.
Dude, Toxic was my jam. No, not Toxic. What was the other one? I'm a Slave for You.
If You Seek Amy. It's my favorite.
Yeah,
that's going a good deep song.
Cuts. You know I'm a real Britney Spears fan because like that's not a joke because I'm going deep cuts on Britney Spears.
I'm not a Britney. You know who would be my guilty music pleasure? Vanessa Carlton.
Not familiar.
Yeah, you are.
Am I?
Making my way downtown.
Okay. I couldn't have told you who that was. Yeah, I know that song.
I think she's either banging or married to the Counting Crows guy.
Oh, okay.
Which there's another band that I really like that a lot of people shit on all the time because I heard he's kind of a douchebag. Mm. I don't really know, but like I love them, man. They got some slapping.
I don't know about Pete, but like I don't think I've ever listened to a whole album of theirs. Like I know their radio songs.
Oh, dude,
Counting Crows.
Oh yeah, and I've never listened to a whole album of them. Just their popular stuff.
Who's your guilty listen?
Guilty pleasure, like artist.
Well, like Pete, like Mike's is Britney. Mine is Vanessa Carlton. Who would yours be?
Oh Jesus.
Jesus has an album.
JK. No. Yes, hymnals. No. Ah, fuck.
Like black metal.
Yeah. He's metal as fuck. Crown of Thorns. Whew.
It's the name of the album.
That's how he rebelled against his dad. He made like a metal record.
Yeah.
Their sins.
Oh God, I wouldn't know. I mean, I listen to a ton of pop stuff anyways. My favorite TV show is RuPaul's Drag Race. So like any song that's got like a good beat to it. I mean, my wife listens to Robin all the time. She's got some great jams. There's some
K-pop?
Not K-pop, but just pop songs. Like what's on the charts. Like
I like Blackpink. You guys know Blackpink?
No.
I don't know Blackpink.
I don't know if that's K-pop, but I know that Leo does a really good cover of whatever song Blackpink is. I don't know the name of it because they're like Korean.
God,
you ever heard Baby Metal?
I love Baby Metal. So
Baby Metal is amazing.
I don't know any Korean stuff, but I listen to a lot of Japanese music.
Yeah, they have.
There's really some
good metal.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some, because I mean, I there's like a Maximum the Hormone, because I love the anime Death Note, and they did the two theme songs for that anime, and they slap, like they're insanely good.
Did you see the live action
Death Note? No.
I did.
With the kid from Battle Royale?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a pass on that. I don't think I'll ever watch that.
First one's not bad.
I do love a lot of Whitney Houston.
Oh, like, dude, yeah, Whitney's jam, dude.
Really love a lot of Whitney Houston.
Are you guys Pusha T fans at all?
Say one of the songs.
Pusha T.
He's a rapper.
Hold on.
He doesn't really have like catchy chorus stuff. He made an amazing album called Daytona, though. And the cover is the police crime scene photo of the bathroom where they found Whitney Houston's body. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. What? I'm looking at it right now because I was like, go through my Spotify. That's crazy.
Amazing album, by the way. Great album.
Good to know.
Yeah, no, I Vanessa Carlton would be Vanessa Carlton. And I'll be honest with you. A lot of the stuff my mom liked, I got into. I'm not ashamed to say I like Billy Joel, but I guess Billy Joel would be like some of the softest stuff.
I like Billy Joel.
But he's not like soft. Like if you listen to his songs, they're very like. Some of them are really dark.
He did a show with Slayer. So
that's wild.
Yeah. There was a festival. It was in LA and it was obviously like a stunt thing the promoter was doing, but the co-headliners are Billy Joel and Slayer.
That's cool. So as shit.
Yeah. I thought it was awesome.
I respect the shit out of Billy Joel. I saw him live. He's amazing live. He loves, he talks about like covering other people's songs that he loves covering Springsteen. Because he said him and Springsteen are like very much alike with their lyrics. But what I find interesting is like Springsteen's lyrics are very centralized, whereas Billy Joel's lyrics, you can relate to them if you're not from New Jersey or New York. Even though he has a lot of New York centric songs, like a lot of Billy Joel songs, you're like, I get this, like Moving Out, like I get that because I'm from an Italian family and like I see those Italian people in my life and I'm like, damn. I get you, Billy.
He's casting a little bit of a wider net.
That's also why I like Springsteen is because Springsteen is just so off the wall. And like, it's very New Jersey, but like if you've grown up driving around New Jersey, like, okay, yeah, I get it. I see this. I see these people too.
There's one Springsteen song I like, which I should have mentioned when we were talking about him before, and I said I wasn't a fan. There's one song his I like. I don't know the name of it, but it's about getting drunk and banging a hooker. And I cannot remember the name of the song.
You don't remember how it goes at all?
No.
There's got to be one song. There's got to be one song like that on every one of his albums.
It's probably not. Yeah. I was waiting for you to be like, there's like 35.
Always be a hooker. It may, like, sometimes it may be just like a love. Or like a girl he met at a carnival.
This was specifically a hooker.
Is it Mary Queen of Kansas, Queen of Arkansas?
I'm gonna look it up while you guys take over, and I'm gonna look it up because it's gonna bug me.
I like I like old Springsteen where he was a lot more. It was a lot funkier, actually.
I feel
it's got better beats. Like 10th Avenue Freeze-Out is just so good.
I feel like Joel. Well, we talk about Billy Joel casting a wide net. I mean, he's able to cast a wide enough net to like make a fucking musical out of all of his music, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, if you look at any catalog, though, you could really make a musical out of it.
It's called Reno.
I've never heard it. I have to check it out. I like Springsteen. I'm not going to lie.
2005. So it's not that old compared to.
Yeah, that's probably one of his newer things. He probably spent time with hookers in his newer things because I know he cheated on his wife with his, one of the singers in the background band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yikes. And
It's a song about getting drunk and fucking a hooker. And there's no like, it's not artsy. Like, it's just very blunt. Yeah. It's just, kind of like that's basically the.
He's and I remember hearing
it. I was like, I don't think this is what other Bruce Springsteen songs are like.
Down to Asbury Park and we fucked after the night. Drank a lot of beer and ate a lot of crabs and then walked along the boardwalk.
Now he says there's a line about fucking her in the ass. Like that's in the song.
Well, I pounded on this hooker on the hood of my machine.
Yeah, because something he says whatever he paid.
Guys.
It was good. It was.
How'd you guys get Springsteen in studio? What the fuck?
you know, man, I was here and I figured I'd come check it out. You know,
God,
sing my new song. Well, I went to Homegrown Pizza, which is across the street from the recording studio.
You even got the wine of the like you got it.
Drinking essential water. While I'm talking to my friends on a podcast. Well, this is a Brutal Dudes, and you can find us on your favorite podcast unit. That's Spotify, that's Apple Music, and Podbean. If you download everything, it gives us more likes and shares, and we can control what we do. We're looking to do things that are more interactive for you. Yo, that shit's on!